Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Expecting Better by economist Emily Oster examines common pregnancy rules through the lens of evidence, risk, and decision-making. Rather than repeating standard warnings, the book asks where the advice comes from, what the underlying studies actually show, and how big the risks are in real-world terms. Oster translates medical research into plain language, highlighting limits like small samples, confounding factors, and the difference between correlation and causation. The goal is not to dismiss medical guidance, but to help readers make informed choices when recommendations are inconsistent or overly strict. Topics often treated as taboo or settled, such as alcohol, caffeine, miscarriage risk, prenatal testing, and lifestyle restrictions, are discussed with a practical focus on probabilities and trade-offs. The tone is analytical but supportive, offering a framework for weighing personal values, comfort levels, and health history alongside data. For many readers, the book stands out as a guide to thinking clearly during a time crowded with opinions and anxiety. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a framework for decision-making under uncertainty. A central contribution of the book is its method for approaching pregnancy choices when information is incomplete or emotionally charged. Oster encourages readers to separate what is known, what is suspected, and what is simply tradition. She explains how to read research in a practical way, looking at study design, sample size, and whether results may be driven by confounding factors such as income, nutrition, access to prenatal care, or other health behaviors. The book also pushes for thinking in absolute risks rather than vague labels like safe or unsafe. For example, a recommendation may be based on a small relative increase in risk that still leaves the overall likelihood low. By reframing advice into probabilities and trade-offs, readers can compare options more realistically and reduce fear-driven decision-making. This framework is especially useful when doctors, books, and online communities give conflicting guidance. Instead of seeking a single perfect rule, Oster presents a way to decide based on personal risk tolerance, medical context, and values. The result is an approach that empowers readers to ask better questions and participate more actively in their prenatal care. Secondly, alcohol, caffeine, and the problem of one-size-fits-all rules. Pregnancy advice often treats substances like alcohol and caffeine as topics with simple answers, yet the evidence base is more nuanced than many popular guidelines suggest. Oster explores how public health recommendations tend to be designed for broad populations and worst-case scenarios, which can lead to blanket prohibitions even when data is mixed or effects depend on dosage and timing. She discusses why it is difficult to study alcohol in pregnancy ethically, and how researchers often rely on observational data that can blur cause and correlation. A key point is that different levels of exposure are frequently lumped together, while the outcomes of interest vary widely in severity and certainty. Similarly, the conversation around caffeine can be distorted when studies do not adequately account for nausea, illness, or other factors that influence both caffeine intake and pregnancy outcomes. By walking readers through how to interpret findings and understand what is measurable versus speculative, the book invites more individualized choices. The emphasis is on clarity, what the strongest evidence supports, what remains uncertain, and how to make conservative or flexible decisions depending on personal comfort and medical advice. Thirdly, miscarriage risk and what statistics can and cannot promise. Early pregnancy is filled with anxiety, and miscarriage statistics are often communicated in ways that either terrify or falsely reassure. Oster addresses this by explaining how miscarriage risk changes over time and why averages can be misleading for an individual. She outlines how age, prior history, and gestational week influence probabilities and why many commonly cited numbers are not always based on the same definitions or data sources. The book also highlights a psychological trap. People tend to search for a controllable cause, attributing loss to a single food, a workout, or a moment of stress, even though many losses are not preventable and are related to factors outside a person's control. By emphasizing what can reasonably be influenced and what cannot, Oster helps readers focus energy on decisions that matter while easing unproductive guilt. The discussion also models how to use data compassionately, acknowledging the emotional weight of risk while still benefiting from a clearer picture. Readers come away better equipped to interpret charts, timelines, and percentages, and to set expectations about what prenatal behavior can realistically achieve. Fourthly, prenatal testing, screening, and navigating values-based choices, Expecting Better devotes attention to prenatal screening and diagnostic tests, which often present parents with choices that are both technical and deeply personal. Oster explains the difference between screening tests that estimate probability and diagnostic tests that provide more definitive information, but may involve additional risks. She clarifies concepts like false positives, false negatives, sensitivity, specificity, and how baseline risk affects what a result actually means. This matters because test results can be misinterpreted, leading to unnecessary panic or misplaced confidence. The book also treats testing as more than a medical algorithm. Decisions about what information to seek, how much uncertainty is tolerable, and what actions might follow are rooted in values, family circumstances, and emotional readiness. Oster encourages readers to think ahead about what they would do with different outcomes and to discuss these scenarios with their clinicians and partners before results arrive. The overall theme is informed consent in a broad sense, understanding the numbers, the limitations, and the potential next steps so that testing supports the parents rather than overwhelms them. Lastly, everyday lifestyle guidance, food, exercise, travel, and work. Beyond headline controversies, the book tackles the daily rules that can make pregnancy feel like a long list of prohibitions. Oster evaluates common guidance on foods, weight gain, exercise, travel, and workplace choices by asking what risks are being reduced and how meaningful those reductions are. She distinguishes between hazards with clearer evidence, such as certain infection risks, and recommendations that persist mainly because they are easy to communicate or because they err on the side of extreme caution. In areas like exercise, she discusses how advice has shifted over time and why modern evidence often supports continued activity for many pregnant people with appropriate modifications and medical oversight. For food rules, she focuses on understanding the mechanism of risk, like contamination or specific pathogens, and then choosing practical strategies to lower exposure rather than treating every item as equally dangerous. Travel and work decisions are framed similarly. Consider trimester timing, individual health factors, and the actual probability of adverse events. The result is a more flexible, realistic approach that aims to preserve quality of life while still respecting meaningful safety concerns. In conclusion, this book is best suited for pregnant readers, partners, and anyone supporting a pregnancy who wants clarity instead of slogans. It is also useful for people planning to conceive who want to understand which choices matter most and which rules are mainly cultural noise. The major benefit is practical calm. By translating research into understandable probabilities and highlighting where evidence is strong or weak, the book reduces anxiety and replaces guilt with informed trade-offs. Readers learn how to ask better questions at appointments, interpret recommendations in context, and make choices aligned with their own risk tolerance and values. Compared with many pregnancy guides that rely on strict do and do not lists, Expecting Better stands out for its decision-making framework and its willingness to quantify uncertainty. Rather than positioning the author as a substitute for a clinician, it helps readers collaborate more effectively with medical care while maintaining agency. It is worth buying if you are tired of conflicting advice and want a data-oriented map through controversial topics like caffeine, alcohol, screening tests, and everyday restrictions. The lasting value is not just specific answers, but a repeatable way to think about evidence in parenthood. If you would like to support Emily Oster, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.